StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Let's make the day even better. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, continuing to do the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected as a result of your actions has yet to occur. And on top of that, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together. You have the mindset and the podcast that we all know and love as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, we're talking selling. Selling yourself, selling your ideas, selling your products, selling your goods and your services. I've talked about sales several times on this podcast. And if you go to DreAllDay.com/podcast, you can see all the episodes, the full episode archive, over 700 episodes of this podcast. There's a lot of value that has been shared here. Take advantage of that archive. I've talked about sales many times. I talk about it within certain topics. So it may not even say sales in a topic, but selling goes into part of that topic. And listen, everything we talk about here is part of selling because you work on your game in order to perform at a higher level. When you perform at a higher level, what happens? You get better rewards. You get more attention. More people want to be around you because you have more game and because you have proven that game. That's all selling. When you have game and you prove it, you are selling yourself to people that you don't even know you're selling yourself to. They're selling themselves on you because they see you performing at such a high level. Everyone understands that. So today we're talking about why you could possibly suck at selling. Selling yourself, selling your ideas, selling to other people, selling your goods and services. Maybe you suck at selling yourself on yourself. How about that one? And that's a sale that everybody needs to make. If you're going to apply the Work on Your Game philosophy to your life, you better be able to sell yourself on yourself. Meaning when you come up with a new idea or some new initiative you want to start, can you move yourself to action? Do you have the personal initiative to move yourself into some action that you have not grown accustomed to doing, something that's just a brand new action? If you can't sell yourself on that idea, you will be stuck in neutral doing the same things that you've always done, staying in your comfort zone like we talked about in yesterday's episode, doing nothing and getting nowhere. You don't want to be that person. So let's talk about why you may suck at sales so you can get over it. I was at a farmer's market. There's a farmer's market that there are a couple farmer's market that happen in Miami every week on certain days. And if you follow me on Snapchat or on my Instagram story, you know I like to go get me some caramel popcorn from a farmer's market in Miami. And every time I go to that farmer's market, there are these young ladies who run a juice stand. It's like a citrus juice stand. So they have orange juice. They got tangerine juice. They have, what was it they offered me last time? I think it was guava juice. It may not have been guava, but they have all these different kinds of juices that all look orange, but they're different types of fruit. So they let me try some. They had One time they had like pineapple, tangerine, or some kind of juice. It's all freshly squeezed, straight out of the fruit juice. And they kind of have this, they have prime location at the farmer's market. And when you first cross the street to get to their farmer's market, they're right there. And they're right there in your face. And every time you walk by that table, every single time, at least for me, that I walk by that table, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, they always smile and say, hi, would you like to try some juice or whatever type of juice they have? They're like, we got orange, we got tangerine, we got guava. I mean, every single time. I'll cross the street going to the farmer's market. They'll ask me if I want to have some juice. I'll say, maybe next time. And they'll say, okay, bye, have a nice day. And then I walk and go get my popcorn. I got to walk by past them again. They know it's me because I just walked by there 5 minutes ago, not even 5 minutes ago. And they give me the exact same pitch over again. And that's every single time I go to this farmer's market. They never miss an opportunity to make that pitch to me. I've taken the juice offer from them maybe 4 times and I passed them maybe 30 times. I don't always take the offer, but every single time I walk by, they make the offer. If any of you ever been to Mexico or you've been to the Dominican Republic, these are two places that I've been. I remember the first time I went to Mexico. I remember I was on a bus once and the bus stopped at a rest stop for the bus. And when you get off the bus at the rest stop, you obviously got a little shop inside where you can buy some snacks, use the bathroom. There are some vendors outside. And as soon as they saw me get off the bus, I mean, I was being called by, there were people over here making noises, calling me over, like waving me over. Hey, come over here. There was a person on the other side. Hey, come over here. The person on the other side. Hey, hey, come over here. They were all calling to me, trying to sell their goods and services. If any of you have been to the Dominican Republic on a plane, as soon as you come out of the airport with your bags, I mean, these people are like vultures, but in a good way, or depending on the way you want to look at it. Someone will come up to you. The last time I was in the Dominican Republic, this is what happened. A guy came up to me and grabbed my suitcase from me. Like, I had my bag. He grabbed it and took it from me as if it was his job to carry my suitcase. Like, hey, hey, let me, I'll get that for you. He didn't even say, I'll get that for you, or let me get that, or would you like some help like they would in the United States? No, he just took it. He didn't ask. He just took it and started carrying it to the taxi or wherever it was that I was going. And I thought, oh, this is great. This is great service they got at this airport in the Dominican Republic. They just take your bags and carry them for you without you having to ask anybody. What I didn't realize is that he was selling his services. And by the time we got to the car, he was expecting payment for having done what he just did. He didn't even ask me if he could perform the service. He just started to perform the service. Now, you may think that that's a little bit intrusive. You may think that person is a little bit too forward, but I'll tell you what. And actually, in some points, I think that as well. But guess what? These people know how to sell. And guess how much money that guy makes in a day? I guarantee you he makes more money, relatively speaking, if we factor in for the difference in the value of the money there and the value in America. He probably makes more than any bellman or bag carrying person at any airport in the United States, guaranteed. Because every single person who walks by is a customer to him, and almost all of them become customers. A lot of them don't know any better. Now, when I was coming back and leaving the Dominican Republic, I knew better, so I wouldn't let them take my bags. I said, no, you can't take my bags. I didn't want to pay them, and I'm a big, strong man. I can carry my own bags. Now, the reason that I'm bringing up those two examples with the three examples, the farmer's market here in the United States, the Dominican Republic airport, Mexico, whenever I would go anywhere, I mean, they see this American, this gringo, they're going to try to sell something to you. I don't know why they think they're going to sell something. Actually, they did sell something to me almost all the time. These people know how to sell. They know how to sell. And there are certain attributes that these individuals have. And again, I'm not just talking about selling goods, people. I'm not just talking about selling a service like carrying somebody's luggage at the airport or selling them a sample of some orange juice or whatever it is that you're selling. I'm not just talking about selling goods. I'm talking about selling yourself to other people. Selling yourself on yourself. That is a key point. Selling other people on your ideas. Selling yourself on certain ideas. Selling yourself to just get up out of bed or get up off your ass and do what you need to do. All of these are forms of selling. These people have sales skills in spades, and they probably never even been trained formally on selling. But I'm going to tell you some attributes that people who can really sell have, and that a lot of people who don't sell well, they're not good at selling themselves, selling others, selling any goods or services, they're not good at it. There are reasons why. There are three specific reasons that I immediately came up with when I was walking back from the farmer's market last time I was there, and I'm going to talk about them today. Point number one, people suck at sales because they are too accepting and or too affected by being told no. Too accepting of no and too affected by someone telling them no. What did I tell you happens when I walk past those ladies at the farmer's market every single time? Regardless, I could have just walked by 30 seconds ago every single time I walk by, they say, hey, would you like to try some juice? I just told them, though. Sometimes I walk by and not even acknowledge them. I won't even look at them. And when I walk by the next time, they're going to ask me again. See, they're not affected by the fact that I said no last time, or the fact that I just said no 30 seconds ago, or the fact that I completely ignored them when I walked by 2 minutes ago. They don't care. They're going to ask me again. It's like me ignoring them or saying no or saying I'm not interested. It's like they didn't even hear it. They're going to do the exact same thing the very next time. They do not accept the no, and they are not emotionally affected by being told no. Those people at the Dominican Republic, they don't have a problem with an American looking at them crazy because they snatched the bag and then asked for the money. An American might get them a little dirty look if they've never been there before. Like, oh, you going to do me like that and just force your service on me and then tell me to pay for it? An American will pay for it. They're not affected by it. They are not emotionally affected by the fact that you may be a little bit annoyed by the fact that they're so forward in offering their service. It does not bother them because they know they got a job to do. They are not accepting of the no. When I came back to the airport on my way out of the Dominican Republic that time, like I told you, the guy still came up and tried to take my bag. I said, no, I'm good. I had to tell him about 3 or 4 times, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, before he stopped trying to take that bag. He was not affected by the fact that I said no, because why? He was trying to make his sale. Les Brown, who's a well-known speaker, older guy, he told this story about when he was trying to get a job at a radio station. He wanted to get a job at this radio station. He goes in, and his mentor, whoever this person was, told him, listen, Mr. Brown, go to the radio station and ask the guy, are there any available jobs? So Les Brown did it. This is Les Brown telling his own story. He went to the radio station, hey, are there any jobs here? And the guy, this big boss, big intimidating guy, looks at him and says, no, there are not any jobs, and sends him away. So he throws him out of the station. Not really throw him out, but say, no, there are not any jobs. So he just walked out and went home. He goes back. Les Brown goes to his mentor and says, Les, well, I did what you told me. I asked him if there are any jobs. They said there are not any jobs. And the mentor said to him, listen, don't even worry about the fact that that guy said no. Just go back tomorrow and ask him again. And Les Brown's looking at his mentor crazy like, yo, this guy's kind of intimidating. I asked him if there are any jobs, and he clearly said, no, there are not any jobs. You tell me to go back? He said, yes, yes, go back, do it again. So Les Brown goes back the next day and says, hey, I know I came here yesterday and asked if there were any jobs. I just want to check if anybody quit their job or anybody got sick or got fired since yesterday. Are there any jobs available? And the guy said, no, there are no jobs available. He was kind of annoyed with Les Brown for coming back and asking for the job. And Les Brown goes back to his mentor. His mentor says, just keep going back. Go back again. He goes back to the place again. And the big boss looking at him like, man, did not throw you out of here the last 2 days? And he said, yes, sir, you did. But I just want to make sure there are no jobs available. And the guy kicks him out again and says, listen, there are no jobs available. Nobody quit. There's no job here for you. Now, don't come back into this office anymore. And Les Brown leaves again. It was tail between his legs. And he doesn't even have to go to his mentor this time. He already knows what the mentor is going to say. Go back and keep asking again. So he goes back to the radio station. This big intimidating boss who just told him 3 days in a row there are no jobs, just told him, yo, do not come back in here and ask for a job again. And he asked for a job again. And the big intimidating boss looks at him after he asks again for a job. He just looks at him. He's just breathing. It's like fire coming out of his nose. He hasn't said anything yet. And then the boss says, go get me some coffee. And that was Les Brown's interview and introduction to his job at the radio station. That story goes a lot deeper. You can look it up on YouTube or somewhere on the internet, and you can let him tell his own story. But that was him not being affected by the no. Well, he actually was affected by the no, but luckily he had a mentor around him who told him, don't be affected by the no. Don't be affected by the guy being mean. Just go back and ask him again. The persistence will wear down the resistance. W. Clement Stone told a story when he was just starting out selling newspapers. He was a young kid selling newspapers, maybe not even 10 years old. He's out selling papers in the streets, and the other kids who are older than him also selling papers, they were threatening him because they didn't want him to take away any of the business. He went into a restaurant, and he started selling papers to people in there. He's such a young kid. People were happy to buy papers from this little kid supporting his little business. But then the owner of the business saw him in there selling, soliciting, and pulled him out of the store. Like, hey, you can't sell in here. W. Clement Stone, as soon as he got thrown out of the store and the boss went back inside, the manager went back inside the restaurant, W. Clement Stone went right back in there and started selling all over again. And people were buying from him. Then the restaurant manager found him, pulled him out of the store again and said, hey, you can't sell in here. Don't come back in here anymore. As soon as that restaurant manager went back inside and that door closed, he went right back in with his little newspapers, his little boy with the newspapers selling again. Now it caused a little bit of a scene. The adults had noticed who were in the restaurant, saw that this boy just kept coming in as if he didn't even hear the fact that he was told not to come in there anymore. It kind of became an amusement for them, and people kept buying newspapers. They were applauding the fact that he was so persistent, and eventually the owner of that store just let him stay in there. He didn't even try to throw him out anymore because he realized, this boy is going to keep showing up no matter what I do. Just keep right on going. The reason why you suck at selling yourself, selling your ideas, selling your goods, your services, just selling yourself on your own self, on your own ideas, is because you are too accepting of a no. You are too accepting of rejection. You are too affected by someone telling you no, by someone turning you down, by someone's complete, utter indifference to your advances. This is the reason why people suck at sales, because they let their emotions get in the way. Somebody says no, and they just accept that. Oh, the person said no, I failed. It won't work. They're not going to buy. They're not interested. Usually people, that's just the wall that a lot of people have up. Listen, I'm not interested because I'm trying to walk to the store and you're trying to interrupt me. I might be interested if you could kind of break through the glass shield that I have up here in front of me, because I'm thinking about one thing. You're interrupting me, disturbing me by trying to get me to think about something else. You might have to ask me more than one time, but too many people are affected by no and too accepting of a no that they never get to the second time. So ask yourself, examine yourself on these reasons why people suck at sales, or why you may, in fact, suck at sales, and ask yourself what you can do about it, or if you've had this problem up to this point and why. Number two, reason why you suck at sales, you are not relentless enough. You are not relentless enough in going after a sale. Understand that in the sales business, this is actual statistics, in the sales business, that the average sale gets made after the sixth contact. Yes, sixth contact. That's when the sale made, from contact number six on, meaning you have to ask a person six times, six emails, six text messages, six conversations, six phone calls, six follow-ups, whatever it is, before the sale is made. The average sale happens sometime after contact point number six. Now, here's the follow-up question, though, that's the kicker. How many times does the average salesperson make an effort to contact someone in order to make a sale? Twice. The average salesperson makes two attempts at contacting a person, or two attempts at making a sale, even if they do make contact, before they stop trying to contact that individual. But the average sale happens after 6 points of contact. Therefore, your lack of relentlessness is the exact reason why you're not making sales. There is someone you attempted to make a sale to one time, two times, maybe even three or four times. Then you stopped because you said to yourself, you sold yourself on the idea. So here you did make a sale. You sold yourself on the idea that this person's not interested. This is not going to work. I might as well stop trying because they're obviously not ever going to say yes. You sold yourself on that idea. And because you sold yourself on that idea, you didn't try again. You never made it to point number six, when you would have broke down the resistance and got the outcome that you want. In Mexico, with those salespeople at those little stands, those little kiosks, at the Dominican Republic, when those people in the airport taking my bag and charging me for their little service fee, the farmer's market in Miami, those girls saying, hey, would you like to try a sample? Every single time I walk by, listen, they're making a pitch. Every single time they're going to make that pitch. It does not matter how many times you say no. Doesn't matter how many people say no. Doesn't matter if they get ignored. Doesn't matter if they haven't made a sale all day. The job is be relentless. Ask every single person. Ask every single time. Try to carry everybody's bag from the baggage claim out to the taxis. Try to sell every single person who walks by regardless. You don't judge. See, these people, they're not judging. They're not looking at it saying, all right, does that person look like they might buy something? Does this guy look like he might want to buy some orange juice? Does this guy look like he can't carry his own bag, so I need to go get it for him? Or does he look like he has it? He's good. I don't need to carry his bag. See, this is what happens with people who can't sell. They prejudge what somebody else is going to do or what they won't do, therefore stopping themselves from taking action. You can't be relentless if you never begin, right? Relentless means unstopping. You're just persistent to the point of you'll beat anybody just on the fact that you're going to continuously be persistent regardless of what happens. You can't possibly get to that point if you don't ever begin in the first place. See, these people who I'm using as examples of people who can really sell, they're not factoring their emotions into their work, not one bit. They just know what the job is. They made a decision. What's the decision? Every single person, every single prospect that walks by here, I'm going to go after them. I'm not thinking about if they already had orange juice this morning. Oh, they bought some orange juice from us last week, so we're going to leave them alone and not try to sell them anymore. Oh, this guy's got big muscles. He don't need help carrying his bags. They don't think about any of that. Oh, this person already has a bottle of water in their hand. I'm not going to try to sell them more water. They don't think about any of that. They don't prejudge. They don't try to qualify you. All they do is their job. which is selling their product relentlessly. Doesn't matter if you say yes. Doesn't matter if you say no. They're going to relentlessly sell the very next person after you, regardless of what you do. Point number three. And today's topic again is why you suck at selling. Number three, and this is the number one reason that I find, especially in the world that we're in now, especially in the country called the United States of America. This is the number one thing that I believe is the reason why, especially these days. Actually, I won't even say number one. I'm going to tie all these together as number one. But this is a very important part of number one. 33% of number one, why people can't sell. Too cool to get your hands dirty. We're going to let that one sink in a little bit. People are just a little bit too cool, trying to be too pretty, don't want to put themselves out there. Definitely don't want to put themselves out there as something that they may fail at because their emotions are too attached to every single thing that they do. See, there's some people who listen to this podcast right now. You couldn't do the job that those girls at the farmer's market orange juice stand do because you couldn't deal with the fact that somebody walked by, you said, hey, would you like to try some orange juice? And they just ignored you as if you didn't even exist. That would hurt you so much emotionally that you wouldn't even notice the next 10 people that walked by, all of which would have been buyers. You didn't say anything to them, so they didn't stop. They didn't buy anything. You just cost your company a whole bunch of money because you're still mired in the emotions of the first person who ignored you. Maybe they ignored you because they really had somewhere to be. Maybe they ignored you because they just felt like ignoring you. Maybe they didn't even hear what you said in the first place. Maybe they don't speak English and you said something in English and they knew it wasn't their language, so they didn't bother to stop. You got so mired in that emotion, you didn't talk to the next person. See, people in America, we're too cool. We're too pretty. We don't want to get our hands dirty. See, nobody could do the work at the Miami International Airport that guy in the Dominican Republic airport was doing. One reason, because they wouldn't allow it here in America. Somebody would get shot doing that or get arrested. Hey, you're trying to steal my bags. But also because people here are a little bit too cool, a little bit too pretty. They don't want to get their hands dirty going after every single person because we know you go after every single person making your offer, you are going to get rejected a whole lot of times. A whole lot of times by a whole lot of different people. Sometimes not in a nice way. Sometimes very rudely you'll be rejected. Sometimes you'll be just completely ignored as if you don't even exist. Like you're a mosquito flying around somebody and they just need to swat you away. That's going to happen. And the problem with a lot of us these days, and another reason why, is not just because it's America and where there's just this first world, richest country in the world. I think we're still the richest country in the world. We might not even be. But also because with the advent of social media, where everybody tries to make themselves look good and make themselves look cool, nobody wants to. And this is what gets buried in our unconscious. Nobody wants to do anything where they're not looking good, feeling good, looking like the superstar, because that's not social media worthy. That's not share worthy. Nobody's going to like that or think we're such a great person or have such an amazing life if we're out there doing anything where we're failing, being rejected, or things are not quite working properly. We get a little bit too cool to get our hands dirty. This stops a lot of people from getting to the outcomes they want to get to, because this is the reason why, as I talked about yesterday, people don't want to be challenged. People don't want to face challenges, because when you face challenges, you are going to get your ass kicked. You're going to get, somebody's going to take you and mop the floor with you because you are just not good enough to compete at that level. That's going to happen to you. Whether that's in the sales business, whether it's in the consulting business, whether it's in the sports business, in the school business, it's going to happen. You're going to get beat so bad that you're going to be questioning whether you're in the right job or not. And the challenge that people have is most people, when that happens to them, they don't come back. They don't come back the next day because they got so emotionally scarred by that defeat. They take it so hard that they can't look themselves in the mirror and do it again. They can't come back the next day because you know what they're thinking about? What is everybody else thinking about me? And here's the thing that y'all need to understand. Nobody's thinking about you. You think they're thinking about you. And the fact that you're judging yourself that you think they're thinking about you when they're actually not is the real thing that stops you. See, it's never anybody else that's stopping you. It's you stopping you. Too cool. You don't want to get your hands dirty. You don't want to do anything where you won't look great. You don't want to do anything where you could possibly be the worst person in the room. See, I get people coming to me saying, Dre, well, I'm on this team. I feel like I'm the worst person on the team and I don't know what to do. What you need to do is shut the hell up and go to practice. What the hell are you doing on Snapchat? You the worst person on the team. What are you doing sending emails? You the worst player on the team. Why are you not at, you should be the first person at practice. Practice start at 3. You should be there at 1. I don't care if the gym ain't open. Sit outside. Wait. Too cool to get your hands dirty. You don't want to be the worst. You don't want to look like you're struggling. You don't want to feel like you're failing. You don't want a whole bunch of other people to be better than you. You just want to go somewhere where you can feel like you're the guy or you're that girl. Listen, if you're in a place where you're that guy or you're that girl, unless it is the highest possible level of what you do, you need to go somewhere else and get a challenge. Get your hands dirty. And yes, you are going to get beat. You might get embarrassed. You're going to get destroyed. You're going to question whether or not you ever want to do this again when you go to that next level. I told you about yesterday's episode, and that guy blocked my dunk, and I'm riding home in the car, and nobody's saying anything. I'm thinking that they're thinking what I'm thinking, which is, damn, Dre been here all these years doing all this athletic stuff. He goes there, and this guy just blocked his dunk like he wasn't even there. Listen, damn, Dre ain't got nothing else. That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking to myself, damn, I ain't got, what other skills do I got? Because that's the one thing that I had. But good thing I had a conversation with myself and said, okay, well, I got my hands dirty there. I got my butt kicked there. We're going to go back up there again. I guess I'm not going to let that be my only memory in this gym. We're going to come back up here, and I'm going to work on my game. I'm going to make sure I sharpen up some other elements. Not like I couldn't do other things, but I just focused on that thing. I mean, sharpen up some other elements of my game so that that doesn't happen to me again. And if I go to the pro level, and the guy's even better than this guy, because remember, this is college we're playing. At the pro level, they're even better than these guys. Listen, I can't have that happen. I got to step mine up. Personally, listen, when I'm trying to get in touch with a person, I will follow up with that person until either A, I die, B, they die, C, they block my number, or D, we talk. That's it. Those are the only possible outcomes. When you decide you're going to get something done, again, we talked about decision, being a leader, the life-changing power of decision a couple episodes back. See, all this stuff weaves together. That's why you got to listen to every episode of this podcast. If you missed anything, go back and listen to it so you're not missing, so you don't have any gaps in your knowledge, any gaps in your action. You got to decide what actions you're going to take. You got to decide, are you willing to keep taking those actions until you get your outcome, or are you putting a limit on it? Until I feel embarrassed. Until somebody laughs at me. Until somebody tells me I'm wasting my time. Until somebody says, well, somebody else did it, and it only took them this long, and you already gone twice as long as that. When you going to give this up? How long are you willing to keep going before you say, you know what, my hands are a little bit too dirty. I don't want to get dirty anymore. I need to do something that makes me look good. So let me go back to my comfort zone. Let me let that sink in for a minute. Now let's recap today's topic. Why you suck at selling. And again, selling does not mean you have to be a quote-unquote salesperson. Can you even sell yourself on the ideas I'm giving you every day on this podcast to actually go do something with it? Or have you sold yourself to just listen to it and do nothing? That's a sale right there. Point number one. Reason you suck at sales, you are too accepting and too affected by no. How much do you slow down when somebody says no to you? You go to the mall, you and your homies, and y'all gonna go talk to girls, and you go talk to one girl and she turns you down or completely ignores you, and your homeboys are laughing at you from the other side of the mall. Is that gonna stop you from talking to any more girls the rest of the day when that was the whole point of you going to the mall in the first place? Are you too accepting and too affected by the no, or do you keep right on going as if the no didn't exist? Point number two, not relentless enough. Are you willing to make that pitch to the same person over and over and over and over and over again until you get your outcome, or until that person is no longer available for you to pitch to, or are you going to put a limit on it? Or I'm going to do this as long as it doesn't bruise my ego. Point number three, too cool to get your hands dirty. And social media does not help with this. You being in a first world country, wherever you happen to be from, if it is a first world country, and I would assume it is you listening to this podcast. There's some shout out to everybody who listens to this podcast every single day. See, in these first world countries with our social media and everybody trying to show off their highlights of their lives, nobody wants to look bad. Nobody wants to look like they're struggling or working hard or really grinding to get something done or getting their hands dirty, trying to become just competent in what they do, because it's not sexy. It doesn't make us look good. It's not going to get a lot of likes and subscribers and followers and comments or whatever other vanity metrics. See, the reason why it's called vanity metrics is because it makes us look good. It may not have any positive effect doing anything effective or productive or useful for us, but it's just our vanity. It just makes us look good and feels good. It feeds our ego. Listen, staying in our comfort zone feeds our ego because we're doing things we're comfortable with and we usually do them well. It's stepping out of the comfort zone where we get our ass kicked, where we get the floor mopped with us, when we get our hands dirty. See, that's where you actually grow. Are you willing to step into that zone or are you not? Because if you're not, that's the exact reason why you can't sell to save your life. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.